We, the Free Independent Republic of Frestonia, herewith apply for full membership of the United Nations with autonomous nation status. We're quite serious. It's one of our methods of negotiating. We've had public meetings with the local council, and the citizens there voted unanimously against their plans for industry in the area. But this seems to be quite a useless thing because they're accepting tenders for industry today. So we've decided to declare the whole area around Freston Road a free state of Frestonia.
How big an area is it?
Well, it's hard to say because there's lots of little sections, but it's around 4 to 8 acres, something like that.
So you're going to be a very small state?
Yes, we are, but I don't know if you've read Schumacher's book, Small is Beautiful. We aim to keep it along those lines. There is a slight obstacle here that when we become an independent state, which I hope we will, if Hammersmith Council or the GLC try to encroach on our territory, it might have ramifications worldwide, and there might have to be a small United Nations peacekeeping force posted in the area. In fact, I phoned the United Nations. I phoned the, what's his official title, the Special Political Affairs Undersecretary, Brian E. Urquhart, but he was at lunch.
Is it a practical reality? I mean, if say, the United Nations and the Queen accept your Declaration of Independence, will it happen?
Well, we're not quite sure, but there does seem to be a precedent. In Paris 10 years ago, one man on his own declared his house an independent nation state, and in fact it was accepted. We've had legal advice, international lawyers have been looking into it, and they don't see any obstacle. There's not much of a precedent. They're very floundering about, they don't know what will happen. They're telling us things like we might have to have our own laws and things, stuff like that, but they don't see much of an obstacle to it, in fact.
Well, having your own laws wouldn't be too much of a problem, since you are such an egalitarian state.
Right, right. We all get along pretty well, all 120 of us. Frestonia's got a lot to offer Britain, so if we're recognised, I think the economic crisis will be finished immediately.